Dear friends, today is the sixth Sunday in ordinary time, liturgical year A. And the readings today tell us that the law of God is good, because the law of God is love, life, happiness. Because God is love, life, no death, happiness, that's what heaven means. So God gave us the law in order to give us His love, His life, and His happiness. These are the three most important things. And these are the three things, only these three things, you find in heaven. What do you find in heaven? Love, of course. Life, of course, eternal life. And happiness, of course. The word heaven means happy. The word heaven means happy. The gospel today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 37. 17 to 37 is very, very, very long. That is why we took the short form. The gospel today tells us that the law of God is love. The spirit of the law is love. The fulfillment of the law is love. And that is why we have to go beyond the law to love. We have to go beyond to the law to love. We Christians have to do more than the law asks us to do. In this sense, the Christian is above the law. Because we are even without the law, the Christian does not break the law. Instead, the Christian does more than the law requires of him. The Christian goes beyond the law to love, just as Jesus Christ did. And that is why the gospel today tells us very clearly, it is not enough not to kill. No, you must not even get angry with your brother. In other words, you must love your brother. Very clear. Number two, the gospel tells us it is not enough not to commit adultery. But we must not even look at a woman lustfully. We must look at a woman lovingly. In other words, we must love the woman just as God loves us. We must not lust after a woman, but we must love a woman just like God loves us, just like Jesus Christ loves us. Again, the law is about love. The law will be fulfilled in love. Number three, the gospel tells us it is not enough not to take false oaths, to swear false oaths. But we must not swear at all. Just tell the truth. Yes is yes, no is no. Tell the truth. And the greatest truth is God is love. Anyone who does not believe God is love will destroy the world and destroy himself. This is the one and the greatest truth. God is love. Whether you are a secular man or whether you are a religious man, if you don't believe that God is love, you are finished. And the world is finished with you. The greatest and one truth, God is love. And that is why we love God and we love our neighbor as ourselves. That is the greatest commandment of all. And that is why Jesus told us, love one another just as I have loved you. On the cross. That is the salvation of the world. So it's very clear. The law of God is love. Love fulfills the law. Only love can fulfill the law. The law is love. The first reading, of course, follows the theme of the gospel. The first reading also tells us something very important. The law of God is life. The law of God is life, not death. And that's why the first reading from the book of Sirach or Ecclesiasticus asks us to choose between life and death. If you follow the law, you choose life. You choose water, symbol of life. If you do not follow the law of God, you choose death. You choose fire, symbol of death. You choose between life and death. Follow the law, life. Don't follow the law, death. You choose. Of course, we choose life. We choose to follow the law. We choose life. In short, the law gives life. The law gives life. What can be more important than love? Life. God is law. God is love, life, and happiness. The responsorial psalm, of course, follows the theme of the gospel and the first reading. And very clearly, the responsorial psalm tells us the law of God is happiness. There's no other way to find happiness. Follow the law of God, that's happiness. And that's why just now you responded four times. They are happy who follow God's law. So clear. They are happy who follow God's law. The opposite is also true. They are not happy who do not follow God's law. They are not happy who do not follow God's law. And if we are not happy, maybe we are not following God's law. Very clear. The responsorial psalm has got four stanzas, but the most important is the first stanza. I cannot remember word for word what is in the first stanza. So you have to read it for yourself in the bulletin. Second reading also very important. Second reading. The second reading today is a continuation of the second reading of last Sunday. It is from 1 Corinthians. Last Sunday, St. Paul told us in the second reading, do not preach human wisdom. Do not preach philosophy. Preach the wisdom of God. Preach Christ crucified. The second reading today also tells us, do not preach human wisdom. Do not preach the philosophy of man, the wisdom of philosophy. Preach the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is this, God's plan for our salvation. God's plan for our salvation. That is the wisdom of God. And what is God's plan for our salvation? The crucified Christ. The crucified Christ. The crucified Christ. That is God's plan for our salvation. That is the wisdom of God. That is the wisdom of God. And today, we do not only preach Christ crucified, but we make real, present, and effective the crucifixion of Christ. And that is why every Sunday, the most important thing, we celebrate the Eucharist. We celebrate Christ's death and resurrection in his body, drink his blood. And the reason Lord will give us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us keep the law of love of God. The Holy Spirit will help us love God, love neighbor as we love ourselves. The Holy Spirit will help us to love one another just like Jesus loved us on the cross. we will find life, eternal life. We will find happiness, the happiness of heaven. And the Holy Spirit will help us to preach the crucified Christ. For the love of God and for the love of humanity, so that the whole world may believe and be saved. There is no other way of saving the world, so that the whole world may believe and be saved. Amen, and God bless you.